Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger throws the ball into Buford, who tags Wagner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is hit by the pitch. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Cunningham moves to third. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is hit by the pitch. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Landis steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards the mound. Kralik reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Romano moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Ward reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Buford moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Ward scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNairtney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Dickin pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Paul Dickin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickin strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Ward reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 10-1, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-3 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Pizarro moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Pizarro scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hershberger moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hershberger scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-3, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12. And the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Gary Bell. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Moran moves to third. Askew moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.